It's a Tuesday morning at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, and soldiers in the service dog training program in the Army's Warrior Transition Brigade get the dogs ready for training. Heidi Bonaredo is the lead trainer. They settle in the hallway, the three dogs in training.
Sam, Indy, and Penny.
Maeve Carey, an occupational therapist, is the rehab manager.
Sam and Indy are brothers, and they're both black labs. And then Penny is a golden retriever, and she's the baby of the group.
She's 10 months old. The black labs are 16 months.
Still young and definitely hitting that, you know, point in their maturity where they test limits. They have a mind of their own sometimes.
Two older dogs, Justin and Irvine, are used as lead service dogs.
Justin, look. Tough.
The other dogs are actually watching, very intently watching what the lead trainers will do when it comes their turn, are almost bubbling over with excitement to be able to try something the other dogs have been successful in doing.
Sam, look. Get it.
It's the younger dog's turn, Sam. Sergeant Corey Doan of the 3rd Brigade Combat Team of the 10th Mountain Division commands Sam to touch a circular plate with his nose, kind of like an elevator button. Sam goes for my microphone instead, but seconds later nails the skill.
Yes.
Army Specialist Seth Pack of the same unit works with Indy on retrieving and giving an item right back.
Look, get it. Bring it here. Let's go.
And he gives it a go with Sergeant Rex Tharp, who has to walk off her excitement.
Yes.
There's always big praise for the dogs and great rewards for the soldiers.
It's always great to be around the dogs. It brings a certain joy to you every day.
Didn't always feel that joy. After losing a leg to an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan, he felt isolated.
These other guys would tell you that you're secluded in your room a lot.
Doan was too, after losing a leg in a blast.
After you're injured, it's more than just losing a leg or just got shot, you know. You kind of lose, like, your perspective on life.
Tharp also lost one leg and badly injured the other at war. He, along with Pack and Doan, were asked to be part of the dog training program as part of their recovery.
You kind of get out of that hiding from people, you know, not wanting to talk to people and stuff like that. They kind of force you into it.
Sergeant Doan.
It definitely got me out of my room, and it got me to do something productive.
What they're doing is very productive. They're helping these dogs become full-service mobility dogs for other wounded veterans.
That's definitely something I think about all the time. Is it's actually something productive and helpful that I'm doing, helping these dogs. They're going to, in turn, help somebody else down the line.
The dogs will train in this unit until they're 2 years old. The ones that make the cut will be partnered with a wounded veteran.
Some will be pulling wheelchairs, retrieving dropped items, opening cabinets.
Giving a wounded vet some of that mobility lost at war. Darcy Marchese, WTOP News.
Give.
Yes.
Good boy.